This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm James Hattori. U.S. troops in Iraq spend a lot of time on community relations. They hope to earn the trust of Iraqi civilians who might then share information about militias and insurgents. But it's not all about winning hearts and minds. After all, much of Iraq is still dangerous. And so part of the training Americans receive is designed to help them understand the wide variety of people and behaviors they'll encounter in Iraq. To that end, the Army has set up fake Iraqi villages in California's Mojave Desert and populated them with Iraqi-born actors. From Fort Irwin, California, Spectrum Radio's Glenn Zorpet introduces us to one Iraqi-American who takes her roles seriously.
It's 105 degrees in this dusty village. U.S. soldiers walk down a street in full body armor, guns at the ready. Local residents in Arab dress sit in chairs along the sides of the street. They watch the Americans warily, and then bedlam. It sounds real, but all that's being fired here are blanks and harmless laser pulses. Even the village is fake. It's a jumble of plywood shipping crates and sheds. This is one of a dozen fake Iraqi towns spread around Fort Irwin. The men and women you heard screaming when those shots rang out are all native-born Iraqis who now live in the United States. They're among the 250 Iraqi-Americans who've come to the desert to help U.S. troops get used to working around Iraqi civilians.
We do everything, let's say, role play, translation, whatever they ask us to do.
Nadia is one of the Iraqi-born actors. The military trainers here have asked her to play a variety of roles in the exercises. One stands out.
They asked me to be a suicide bomber and kill so many American soldiers. And I had to, get closer to the American soldiers, talking to them nicely, and then bomb the whole, myself and them.
It was just an exercise. But for Nadia, it's almost as if she did set off a bomb.
To kill all these people? No, that was really bad.
Hey, 1-2!
Like Nadia, the soldiers who train here also immerse themselves in the scenarios. They act for all the world as if this were a real firefight. They yell at each other. They flatten themselves against the buildings. They watch each other's backs. It's basically a variation of laser tag. If the laser pulses from the guns hit a soldier, electronics indicate that the soldier is a casualty of war. In this exercise, a sniper has opened fire from a second-story window. He's actually an American soldier dressed up as a militiaman. The troops react to that first sniper, and then another sniper opens up on them from a different window. The soldiers here also learn how to deal with Iraqis in non-combat situations. Army Captain Devin Aselius says he and the other trainers want their troops to consider the face of America they're showing to the Iraqi people.
What we're trying to get them to do here is to start thinking about what is their engagement plan with the population. How do they want to meet with the people to meet their needs and to reinforce the position of the government?
And so the Iraqi-American actors do their best approximations of the real-life Iraqis the soldiers will encounter in Iraq. Nadia says she'll play any role the American military trainers want her to play.
Really, I feel, even if they ask me to do a mother of a baby and he's dying, they ask me because I really feel all those, any kind of mission, if they need you to cry or something, I do it because I do, really play that role.
We're told the Iraqi-American actors get paid about $30,000 or $40,000 a year. It's hard work, and the conditions are even harder. Nadia lives here in the Mojave Desert for about 17 days a month. She shares a plywood box with two other Iraqi-American women. They've got a toaster oven and a hot plate, and Nadia bought a cheap air conditioner from some soldiers on the base. This is not a cushy job, but Nadia says she wouldn't trade it for any other.
Really, I love this job after a while. For the first couple of months, 2-3 months, it was really hard. I was thinking that I'm not going to stay. But after 2-3 months, and I've seen the thing that we're doing over here, trying to help the American. It's so important, and they do appreciate it. I mean, I've been helping thousands of people, like in Iraq, especially the innocent people, you know, both sides.
The soldiers seem to agree. The ones who've been in Iraq do notice some small differences. They say the Iraqi-American actors here are a bit more argumentative than most Iraqis they've encountered over there. But the soldiers swear by the exercises. They go through these drills as though each one's life depended on it. And it very well might. For NPR News, I'm Glenn Zorpet.
That story came to us from Spectrum Radio, the broadcast edition of IEEE Spectrum Magazine.